Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to focus on the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, we're going to have four related questions in that regard. And the first one is going to be as follows. Why is there no bracha on this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So let's start at the beginning with the mitzvah itself. There's a pasuk in Vayikra Chav Gimel that says, V'inisem es nafshoseichem b'tisha l'chodes ba'erev. That the inui, that means the affliction of Yom Kippur, including eating and drinking, that is on the ninth in the evening. And the Gemara and Brachos, Chazal ask, what do you mean the ninth? Yom Kippur is on the tenth. Yom Kippur is on the tenth of the month, not the ninth of the month. What does this pasuk mean, that the inui is on the ninth? So the Gemara answers, fairly famous, it says, Kol ha'ochel v'shoseh b'shi'i, it's coming to teach us that anyone who eats and drinks on the ninth, that's the day before Yom Kippur, ma'aleh alav akasu kilu misanet shi'a v'asiri, it's as if that person fasted not only on the tenth, which is Yom Kippur, but also on the ninth. So it turns out as follows, somebody who eats and drinks on the ninth and fasts on the tenth, it's as if they fasted for 2 days. So Rashi there explains what's going on here, that we are eating on the ninth. That is a hachana. That is a preparation. Rashi says as follows, the pasuk is coming to teach us, why does it say on the ninth of the month? Hachinu atzmechem b'tisha l'chodesh, prepare yourselves. On the ninth, that's on Erev Yom Kippur, that is a hachana, preparation, li'inuya macharas, for the affliction, for the non-eating and drinking on the next day. It's as if, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you have fasted even on the ninth. So key here is that we see that it is a hachana. So now we're going to try to answer our question. So why is there no bracha on this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So in fact, the Netziv says as follows, why don't we say a bracha on this mitzvah mibnei she'ein ha'achila mitzvah la'atzman? Because eating in of itself is not a standalone independent mitzvah. It is rather a preparation for the inui, for the not eating the next day. And we do not say a bracha on a hachana, on something that's preparatory. So this is a preparation for the mitzvah the next day. Accordingly, there is no bracha. It's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, but it is contingent. It is preparatory for another mitzvah. And when it's simply preparatory, we don't have an independent bracha on it. And there's an example to this. And this is brought in the Hemek She'ela on the Shi'iltos. So the example would be tzitzis. The pasuk, when it comes to the mitzvah tzitzis, vasulam tzitzis, it does say you should make for yourself tzitzis, which we could learn from that it is the mitzvah to make the tzitzis. Maybe there should be a bracha on the making of the tzitzis, not only on the wearing, the putting on of the tzitzis, but we know that we don't say a bracha on the making of the tzitzis, only when we put it on each and every day. Then we say the bracha. And the reason is because the making of the tzitzis is simply a hachana. It's a preparation. It is preparatory to the mitzvah itself. And accordingly, there's no bracha on the preparation of the mitzvah, only the mitzvah itself. Same thing as it applies to our question of the ninth. We don't say a bracha on the eating on the ninth because it's preparatory to the affliction of the tenth. So that's one reason why we don't say a bracha. Another reason why we don't say a bracha is as follows, Shema ya'ara lo sibas onus. It could be that there will be an onus, something will prevent us from fasting, and accordingly it would turn out that we would say a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur for the eating, and if we don't come to actually eat, then it would turn out that our bracha on the eating of the ninth would be a bracha levatala, bracha in vain, and accordingly we do not say a bracha on the eating. So two different reasons. Now we're going on to our second question. This concept or this mitzvah, this preparation of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is called a mitzvah asei shazman grama. It is a time-bounded mitzvah. Time-bounded mitzvahs, men are obligated in a mitzvah asei, a positive mitzvah that is time-bounded. For example, putting on tefillin during the day, putting on tzitzis during the day. Those are time-bounded mitzvahs. Men are obligated and women are not obligated. So the question then is, eating on Erev Yom Kippur, clearly that's time-bounded because it is limited to this day. That is a mitzvah asei shezman grama. So are women not obligated in this mitzvah, or are they, yes, obligated in this mitzvah? That is the question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and it is answered by his grandson, the Ksav Sofer, who says as follows, based on what we just talked about before, Shiva Mitzvah Ba'abitur Hachana Liyama Machoras, because the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is simply a preparation for the affliction, the non-eating and drinking the next day. So we have a mitzvah to eat in preparation, and just like women, they do have an obligation to fast on Yom Kippur, so too they have the mitzvah of the preparation, which would be the eating on every Yom Kippur. And he says even more so, it could be that women may have a more difficult time fasting if they are less strength than the men. I'm going to read his language. Gufan shalash mi gufan hashim. This is Niksas Over says that because physically they may not have the strength of a man. V'achana hechrechi deslan. So the hachana is even more important by them. It could be that they get an even bigger mitzvah when it comes to the hachana of the eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So that is question number two. Question number one is, why don't we say a bracha? And the primary answer was because the mitzvah of eating is a hachana, is a preparation. So there's no bracha on a preparation, just like the making of tzitzis, it's a making of the sukkah as well. And the second question that we had is, are women obligated? It's a mitzvah, ashe, it says rama and grama. And we said yes, because it is a hachana, and they are obligated in fasting, they are as well going to be have the opportunity, it's a mitzvah, to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That would apply to men and women. Next issue that we have, number three, is as follows. Matam hifligu Chazal. Why did Chazal so much laud somebody ha'ochel be'Erev Yom Kippur? This concept, they really stress the importance of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. It's as if we fast on the 9th and the 10th. They make a big deal of it. So why is that? So the Malbim answers as follows. Very fascinating answer. He says, Mishum sheyoser kasha le'echol l'shem shemayim. It is more difficult to fast. More difficult to eat for the proper purposes, to eat l'shem shemayim, rather than fasting l'shem shamayim, meaning we wouldn't be fasting unless it was l'shem shamayim. Yom Kippur, we would never fast. Who would want to fast? That's not a pleasant thing to do. So obviously when we're fasting on Yom Kippur, that's l'shem shamayim, for that's to do be b'kai in the mitzvah. It's for the right reasons. However, eating we do anyway. We enjoy eating. We enjoy great food. And that's much more difficult to do l'shem shamayim for the right purposes, because we just like to eat. We're doing it for our own purposes, for enjoyment purposes. And accordingly, that's why Chazal really said, when you have this, we have such a great mitzvah, but do it as a mitzvah. Don't do it just because you're going to eat anyway, but do it because of the mitzvah of the day to eat the day before Yom Kippur. So that's why Chazal really stressed it, because it's a difficult mitzvah to do. To eat l'shem shamayim is much more difficult than fasting l'shem shamayim. And that's going to lead us to number four. Question number four, at least in Chutz Laretz, we have, because of a sveika diyoma, unclarity at the time of Chazal as to which day would be Yontif. So we keep 2 days of Yontif, and we still keep it nowadays based on Gemara and Beitza. So we keep 2 days of Yontif. So the exception is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur only seems to be 1 day. It's only 1 day. So why don't we keep 2 days of Yom Kippur because of the sveika diyoma? So the Rabbi Heschel from Krakow says as follows, as we've been talking about, Chazal tell us that somebody who eats on the day before Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if they fasted 2 days. So memelet sami manu shnei yemei kippur. So accordingly, consequentially, we do in fact fast 2 days of Yom Kippur. We eat on the day before Yom Kippur, and we fast on Yom Kippur, and it's counted as if we fasted for 2 days. So that is his answer, one of the many answers, but that is one of the answers why indeed we do not have 2 days of Yom Kippur, because of this mitzvah that we have of eating the Erev Yom Kippur. It's as if we fasted 2 days. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.